Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, a few months ago, I took a look at the Roku Streaming Stick Plus and they have recently announced support now for Apple TV and some new devices in their lineup. So today, I want to look at the Roku Premiere and also take a look at some of the supported apps, including Apple TV. So if you want to find out more, please, let me explain. Okay, a couple of things worth mentioning before we get cracking. One is that I do recommend you go and look at that Streaming Stick Plus video that I did, and there'll be links, you know, up here or wherever it is, and in the description below, etc. That's worth checking out. And also, just to mention, because you have to do it nowadays, this is not a sponsored video. I'm not being paid at all to make this video. Everything I'm saying is what I have found out myself by using this device exclusively, and I'm bringing you that information. So of course, every device has to solve a problem, otherwise there literally is no point buying it. And what is the problem? The problem is there are lots of streaming services. Of course, we've got, you know, YouTube, and then you've got Netflix, and you've got Amazon Prime Video, and then you've got Google Play Movies and TV, and then you've got Apple TV, and the list just seems to be keep on growing. Now, of course, you can get devices specifically from some of those services. So there's Apple TV, Amazon have got their Fire Stick, there's a Google Chromecast, and so on and so on. But one of the great things about Roku is that because it's a third-party app, a third-party device, it actually supports many, many of these services all in one box without you having to buy one for Amazon and one for Apple and one for whatever. You can just do it all in one box. And that's been a real, real benefit for our use of the Roku boxes here in our house. So what is the Roku Premiere? Well, basically it's this tiny, tiny little box. I'm actually quite surprised how tiny it is, yet they've managed to pack all that streaming video power into there. On the back, you've basically got HDMI port and a USB port for power. So of course, connecting up is dead simple. You connect up the HDMI port, you plug it into some power, and that's it, you're up and running. And it also comes with a remote control, which of course allows you to select the channels and go back and forth and so on. And even there's some keys here at the bottom, so you can directly into Netflix, for example, just by hitting that key. So it's a really simple setup. And as I said, you just plug in the cables, you turn it on. Then what happens is you pick your Wi-Fi network. You have to type in your password, which can be a bit laborious, you know, left, right, up, down, left, you know, click, 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 but you only do it once. And so once you're through that, it then gives you a code and you then go onto the Roku website, you log into your account, you type in that code and it links your account with that device that you've just set up. Now, one quick thing worth mentioning is when you do have a Roku account, you do need to enter credit card information. And that's because some services you can buy directly through the device, with the remote control. However, Roku do assure me that there's never going to be a chance of accidentally charging your card. Lots of confirmations whether you really want to buy a particular service. Now, I've never actually bought something through the Roku, so my account has never been charged for anything, and my kids use this, and it's never been a problem, but just a thing for you to be aware of. And once you've got through that initial setup, you then need to set up the TV itself. And this, of course, supports full HD TVs. It supports 4K TVs, including up to 60 frames a second. And it supports 4K TVs with HDR10 built into it. But the thing you have to remember is you do need a HDCP 2.2 compatible TV and cable to get that 4K goodness to work. And once you're all connected, all you then need to do is pick the channels. So they've used the idea of channels from the old days of terrestrial and satellite and cable TV, but of course really it means a streaming service. So YouTube would be a channel, Netflix would be a channel, and so on. And basically there's a whole list of channels, almost like kind of free to air TV. You know, you've got all manner of different stuff that really you're probably not going to use, but of course amongst those are some of the really big services, as I've mentioned before, Netflix, Plex, YouTube, Amazon, Google, and of course Apple TV. And there's also some secondary channels which are quite useful. For example, I found Reuters TV. There's some news channels on there that are probably worth adding. There's also apps for things like Spotify, for TuneIn Radio. So you really can get access to a lot of your streaming services all through this one box. Now, if you have watched my review of the Streaming Stick Plus, a couple of differences to notice between these two devices. First of all, this isn't a dongle that you plug directly into the HDMI port. It's a box that you need to have kind of at the bottom of the television. You can stick it to the stand. There's some sticky pads to the side of whatever you want to do, because the remote control is a traditional infrared remote control, so it needs to have access to the box itself, not like the other one, which is that radio wave one, point anywhere, because obviously it's behind the television, so you're not trying to kind of get to the television like that. But also, the remote control is a simpler version. It doesn't have buttons for controlling directly the volume and powering off your television and so on. This is just for the basic commands for controlling the Roku Premiere itself. And the performance of the Roku Premiere is absolutely excellent. I've never had any troubles with it in terms of what it can handle from these streaming services. It's got single band 802.11 B, N and G Wi-Fi, which was absolutely fine in my house for getting through full HD video onto my television without any problem at all. There's also a Roku remote control app that you can have on your smartphone, and that, for example, can replace the traditional remote control, so you can do left, right and home and back and all that from there. But also you can just quickly access the channels, because each channel is shown on the phone. You just tap the channel, up will come YouTube, or up will come Apple TV straight away. And also, if you are using that app, you have this private listening mode, which I think is a really good idea. If you're in a busy household and you don't want to keep turning up the television louder and louder and louder and louder, what you can actually do is get the Roku to stream the audio through to your phone, and then through your Bluetooth headphones or your wired headphones, you can actually listen to the audio. So the TV is effectively on mute, on silent, but of course the video is coming out there and the audio is coming out for you privately, so that way you don't have to annoy everybody else in your house while you're watching something. I really like that feature. And one of the big announcements to go with their new lineup, of course, was the support for Apple TV. So the advantage here is that if you do want to use Apple's new streaming services, you don't need to go and buy yourself, you know, an iPad or a Mac or an Apple TV box. You can add it to your already existing stuff from Netflix, from, you know, whatever, Amazon, and just add it as a channel to your Roku. And I was able to type in my Apple ID and my password, and up came the streaming service without any problems whatsoever. Now, in one sense, that's all there is to say, because basically it just works. You plug it in, you set it up, and you get access to all those services. And here in my house, the most popular streaming box that we've got amongst all the others I've ever tested is the Roku. And if I say to someone in the family, well, go and watch that on that TV, they say, yeah, but that hasn't got the Roku box in it. That's only got the whatever's connected to that one. We prefer the Roku box. That's a real testament to the quality, the performance, and the ease of use of the Roku system. As I said, this is not a sponsored video, but we really do enjoy using these Roku boxes in our house. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. And well, I suppose that's it. I'll see you in the next one.